for Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of...
Broma Seltzer, Broma Seltzer, Broma Seltzer, Broma Seltzer, Broma Seltzer, Broma Seltzer.
Tonight, Broma Seltzer's Vox Pop travels to the Charleston port of embarkation aboard the U.S. Army ship Wisteria, which docked this morning with a full load of wounded from the Western Front. And now, here are your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. Come in, Charleston port of embarkation.
This is Parks Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull. We're on the dock alongside the Army hospital ship Wisteria. You heard her whistle open the program. You also heard one of the Army Transportation Corps bands, which welcomed 578 wounded veterans from the Wisteria this morning. They're all home from the Western Front.
Yes, and you heard the yells from thousands of Transportation Corps personnel commanded here by Brigadier General James T. Duke. And in a moment, you're going to hear from those aboard the Wisteria who brought those 578 wounded men home safely and comfortably. You're going to hear a skipper, a nurse, a medical corpsman, a Red Cross worker, a merchant marine sailor, and one of the patients.
You know, Parks and I boarded the Wisteria, steamed up the river, and watched the entire shipload debarked in less than 2 hours. But come on, let's get to the stories, Parks. Who comes first?
First, Warren, is a man who went to sea about 45 years ago. In 1939, when war with us seemed certain, he came out of retirement and has commanded ammunition ships, troop ships, and now a hospital ship. Many of you know him as a successful marine artist. Let's meet him now as the man who brings your wounded sons home safely. The skipper of the Army hospital ship Wisteria, one of the 19 Army hospital ships putting into the port of Charleston. Folks, from Bethel, Connecticut, Captain Gunnar von Rosen. Haven't a lot of folks here seem to know you. Isn't that a Danish name, Van Rosen?
Yes, it is.
You were born there?
Yes, I was born in Denmark.
And when did you come to this country?
Well, the first time in 1899.
And
I made my home here in 1911.
You are a maritime service officer.
That's right. I'm a commander in the maritime service.
Now, your crew on the Wisteria are from the Merchant Marine?
Yes, they are. We have 126 men in the Merchant Marine Corps, and most of the officers are commissioned by the United States Maritime Service.
Well, it's a swell crew, Captain. We were rowed up, as Warren said, with you this morning, and we watched the whole thing operate. By the way, you beat the Blanche Sigmund in. They sort of expected to be here tonight with us.
Yes, I dare say. Well, I think we greased the bottom a little.
Well, maybe the crew had something to do with it, too, didn't it?
I believe they did, yes.
Ms. Van Rosen here with you tonight. I thought I saw her in the audience.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy being master of a hospital ship?
Yes, I do.
Why?
It's quite an experience to see these people come back with the spirit to do. When I first took this ship, I thought it would be rather a sad mission, but I find that most of these people that come back rather have a splendid spirit, much finer than I really thought they would have.
You do visit the wards quite a bit.
Yes, I do.
Have you had any patients write you letters, Captain?
Oh, yes, I've had dozens of them.
What did they say to you?
Well,
did they tell me anything?
I don't believe I deserve the credit. I think that they like to get back to the soil of the good USA.
You bet they really do. Folks, Captain Van Rosen, I'm just saying this, now you stop up your ears, Captain, is typical of the masters of all of our Army hospital ships. Experience, been at it a long, long time, and the kind of men, the man and men aboard the ships to whom we're glad to trust our wounded men. It's been a pleasure having you with us tonight, Captain Gunnar Van Rosen.
Thank you.
And before you leave, Romo Seltzer asked me to pass along to you in appreciation one of two things. We know that you smoke both pipes and cigars.
I do?
Yes. Well, we've got a brace of Mastercraft pipes, very fine Algerian briar we hope you like. Second, we've got a humidor to keep that mass of cigars I saw in your cabin today. And third, for your very attractive wife, we've got a dozen embroidered mangob linen tea napkins, and there's no finer linen anywhere than that. And thank you a lot for being with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Warren, you ready?
When the Wisteria docks, the bands play, just as you heard them a minute ago, and a long line of ambulatory patients starts down the gangplank, followed by the litter patients that are carried carefully, even tenderly, to waiting ambulances that whisk them away to Stock General Hospital. It's all done like clockwork. But when that happens, this fellow's work isn't done. It goes right on. He's one of the 159 medical corpsmen on the Wisteria, a ward man in particular. He's 21 and from Brooklyn, T5 Donald Tesher. So Don, they tell me that you are what they call a sailor.
That's right.
Combination soldier and sailor.
Both,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, when they empty the ship, tell us what you do. You don't take off, do you?
No, not right away.
Well, what happens? What
well,
do you
have
to do?
Well, we strip the beds down in the ward and just generally clean up the place and leave it in some sort of a ship-shaped manner.
Mm-hmm. Then you take you fit everything up on the return voyage.
That's right.
I see. Well, what do some of the other medical corpsmen do?
Well, a lot of them have much harder jobs than I do. They work in the laundry and in the pharmacy, laboratory, other work like that, in the dental clinic.
Mm-hmm. Paperwork?
Clerical work.
I see. Well, as a ward man, what are your duties?
Well, generally cleaning up the ward, and our biggest problem is serving the patients their meals.
How do you do that, on trays?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Where does the food come from?
Well, each ward has their own diet kitchen, and the food is prepared in the main galley and brought up and served by each individual ward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose a fellow has an arm and a cast or something. What do you do? You feed them?
Well, in most cases, a boy who's slightly incapacitated will try and help himself along. But if he really can't help himself, we feed him. But in most cases, the boys like to be somewhat independent.
You mean they'll just try to eat anyway rather than have
they
you
can.
Feed them? Sure. Now, do they ever make... I find some food that I like, I'm prone to say, or something, you know. Grunts or groans of appreciation. Do they do that over the food?
Well, usually on the first day when they see the ice cream and the Cokes, they usually grunt and groan, too. They like it pretty much.
Well, how about between meals or at night? Now, suppose a fellow gets thirsty, he wants a glass of milk at night.
Well, one of the ward men will always get it for him because in the kitchen that each ward has is always... some milk or fruit juice or anything that a boy would want.
Suppose he wants a Dagwood sandwich.
Well, if there's anything there, he'll give it to him.
You mean you have some leftovers?
Well, if there's any left, they save it.
My gosh, well, it's sort of like home then, huh?
Something like it.
Uh-huh. Do they really think it's a little home-like atmosphere?
Well, the one thing that impresses most of the boys is that as soon as they do get on the ship, they like the home-like atmosphere, and most of them do say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in between keeping the ward clean and serving foods, how do you keep busy?
Well, Colonel Hemingway has asked us that if we do have any spare time, it's always best to try and get around and talk to the patients and just mingle with them because they like to talk to us, and it certainly does help to break the ice with them.
I know. He's the head of the medical detachment down there. Does he come down and talk with the fellows, too?
Yes, sir. He comes through the wards.
Mm-hmm. How about the skipper, Captain Van Rosen?
Yes, well, Captain's quite a Lulu.
Quite a Lulu. Did you hear that, Captain? Well, Don, from all you say, I think you like your work.
I do. It's pretty nice.
You think you have sort of a lucky break to be doing that instead of being in some other part of the Army?
I think I am lucky, yes.
Mm. Well, you certainly are working with some wonderful fellows. Don, we want to thank you for what you've told us, and I know that it'll make a lot of mothers and fathers and wives and sweethearts happier to hear what you've said. And now, Bromo Seltzer has for you this completely fitted toilet kit in genuine leather. And also, on the leather side, a beautiful zippered wallet of English pigskin. And if you'll look inside that wallet, you'll find the ways and means to take you home to Brooklyn on your next leave. Thank you very much, and good luck to you. C5, Donald Tesher. Okay, Fox.
Don't let simple headache throw sand in the wheels of industry, says Ernie Chappell.
All over the land, machinery's whizzing, humming, roaring in war-busy plants. But some days...
Where's Jones? Home with a headache?
Now, every time that's said about someone, production pays the price. Don't be among the absentees because of a common headache. Keep a full-time card and relieve common headache the smart, quick way. Take Bromo Seltzer for prompt, welcome relief. Ordinary headache, often these times, may bring upset feeling and jittery nerves along with it. And that's when you get the benefit of Bromo Seltzer's three-way action. Quickly, Bromo Seltzer helps relieve head, stomach, and nerves. Quickly, you feel three ways better.
Jones? Sure, he's back on the job.
A product of the Emerson Drug Company, Bromo Seltzer comes in four popular sizes. Once you've known its satisfying three-way relief, you'll be tempted to say goodbye to single-acting aids. Buy a bottle of Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight. Heed our educated train.
Fight headache three ways.
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Back at Charleston Port of Embarkation, alongside of that beautiful white hospital ship, the Wisteria, which I could hit if I threw a wet toothpick at it. Right there. Isn't it a beauty? I wish you folks could have seen our wounded men this morning saying goodbye to the 37 Army nurses who cared for them on the voyage home. Yes, if you were eligible, you would have written the Surgeon General in Washington by this time asking for the privilege of serving as a nurse. Tonight, we've asked one of the Wisteria's 37 nurses to talk with us. Here she is from San Antonio, Texas, Captain Maud B. Benedict.
All right.
Gee, Wiz, Captain, I believe you got a lot of friends out there.
Yeah, it scares me, too.
Don't you feel a lot better now that they've given you that kind of welcome up
yes,
here?
Yes, I do, but I'm still scared.
No, you're not. Anybody from Texas, I know better than that. Stand a little close to the microphone. I want them to hear you down at Westhoff. How long you been an Army nurse?
6 years.
And how long you been on the Wisteria?
Since our maiden voyage in July.
Oh, you've been with Captain Van Rosen all the way, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And you are the chief nurse?
Yes, I am.
Who's the commanding officer of the medical personnel?
Lieutenant Colonel Norman L. Hemingway.
That's a dual command proposition, both under the Army Transportation Corps, is
that's
that right?
That's right, sir.
And very smooth, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tell me something about your nurses. Is it one great big family, or do you know each other very well, or what? Now, look at them laughing, darling. Let's hear what she says, ladies. What is that, Captain?
It's a big, happy family. Even though every now and then we have a few quarrels, it doesn't amount to anything.
No.
We will stand up for one another all the time to an outsider.
Yeah, well, that last phrase, I heard you. Well, Captain, let's talk a little bit about the patients now. Was it a tough crossing or an easy crossing that you got in from this morning?
We had a very nice crossing.
Nice crossing in every way, you mean as to the weather and as to the patients?
About the first 4 days wasn't so smooth.
Uh-huh.
But after that, we had beautiful sunshiny weather.
Some giggles out there about those first 4 days.
Well, you too. Notice the sunburns, don't you?
Yeah. Sometimes they're a little tougher than others, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
You are equipped for operations if needed aboard ship, aren't you?
If needed. We very seldom ever use surgery.
Oh, that's a very wonderful thing. But you've got two operating rooms, I understand, and a dental clinic and...
Very well equipped.
X-ray?
We have X-ray, lab, drug room.
Complete hospital?
Complete hospital.
I'll say this. I was aboard it all the morning, and it doesn't look like a hospital. It doesn't feel like a hospital. It doesn't smell like a hospital. It was just one happy place. You're right about that.
That's because it's a Wisteria.
You like the Wisteria. Captain, were the fellas up early this morning?
All night.
Oh, they didn't go to bed, huh? They were eager to see this good old USA again, were they not?
Yes, they were.
Well, did you get any sleep last night?
Oh, yes.
You did? I know Captain Van Rosen didn't.
Well...
I think you're kidding me, too. I'll bet you didn't get...
No, both. I did.
Well, you...
This is our fifth voyage, remember.
Oh, that's right. There's an old head at it now. Well, Captain, we've enjoyed having you with us. We want to say how much... All of us, listening and here, appreciate what you nurses are doing. And from our sponsor, Bromo Seltzer, some things that I hope will brighten up that cabin of yours, if you can use them. First, it's a couple of brass ship's bracket lamps. Second, for your on-the-deck siesta and get some of that sunburn yourself, we are having shipped to you. We haven't got it here now. One of those heavy cord hammocks from Pauling's Island, South Carolina, that are lovely.
That
didn't. Oh, no, it didn't. Now, wait a minute. And so that you can sit in that cabin of yours and relax, we've got a street slumber chair and ottoman to match. The softest thing I ever sat in. Thank you a lot, Captain Mark.
Thank you.
Okay, Warren.
Speaking of the feminine contingent, two of the most important women on the Wisteria are the Red Cross workers. You'll see the picture of this one in the current National Geographic magazine that has an excellent story of the hospital ships. Now, this pretty blonde young lady is from Minneota, Minnesota. Miss Joan Peterson. How long have you been on the Wisteria?
I've been on the Wisteria ever since it first sailed as a hospital ship last July.
Oh, you're an old-timer then, huh?
I am.
Now, when you get a shipload of the wounded on the other side, how does your work start?
Well, when we start out from the other side, usually we encounter a stormy weather for the first 4 or 5 days. And the patients are more or less seasick, mostly more, and they just like to be left alone. But we do make ward rounds, and we give them candy and cigarettes and distribute Cokes. And you don't realize how much that means to them when they come from the other side and haven't seen a Coke for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Hershey bar.
Well, then you see a change in them finally?
Oh, yes, indeed. When we get down into calmer weather and down around the Azores, and they're able to get out on the deck in the sunshine, and they start perking up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we give them quite a bit of TLC along the way.
TLC? What's that?
Well, that's tender loving care.
Ah.
Mysterious.
Well, look, what man wouldn't respond to that? Well, then your program gets into high gear, I suppose. What else do you furnish them?
Well, we try to give them entertainment. Our entertainment program builds up as we go along. They need it more and more because the trip is quite tedious. It takes us 2 weeks or more to get across.
Mm-hmm.
And there really is a great need for entertainment. We give them parties and bingo parties, birthday parties for the entire ward. Mm-hmm. And
movies,
we show them
I know.
Movies, yes.
And I saw down in the Red Cross shack, you wouldn't call it shack, would
no,
you?
No, I wouldn't.
No, in the Red Cross room there, a very fine turntable.
Yes, we have a PA system in our office.
Mm-hmm. And recorded programs?
Yes, for about 8 hours each day.
What do you play them?
Oh, jive and hillbilly music and classical music also.
How do they show their appreciation for your being there, huh?
Well, one of them offered to marry me this morning if I had...
really?
If I had $20,000 at the end of the next trip.
Oh.
Well, I thought that was a little high.
I see. Well, who helps you in your work?
Well, I have a very able assistant, Miss Kathleen Hicks, and two chaplains are special service officers on our ship. And
well, we know. They're two grand fellows.
Yes, they surely are.
Well, we want to thank you, Joan Peterson, and... you know, all who contribute to the Red Cross can be glad and grateful because you're there by his side. And just when they need it most, too, lots of times. And it bears repeating that all you furnish is free, right?
Yes, indeed it is. There's never any charge.
Mm-hmm. And now Bromo Seltzer has for you this 15-jewel nurse's wristwatch with a sweep second hand. And it's useful, but also very beautiful. Isn't that quite dainty?
Oh,
and also something glamorous from Paris. It's a bottle of pre-war perfume by Worth. Sans Adieu, I believe it's called, in my best French. And well, and to complete the glamour, this little number. It's a gorgeous silk jersey negligee in shell coral. And look at those flowers on the front of it. You like that?
It's beautiful.
Well, we want to thank you and good luck to you, Miss Joan Peterson.
Much.
Okay, fine.
Not everybody's collecting the bonus these days, but Ernest Chappell says anybody can.
Yes, Parks, here's a bonus that's open to all. The two extra benefits Bromo Seltzer brings when you seek relief from ordinary headache. Sometimes it's not only the headache pain that makes you feel miserable. You may have restless nerves and upset feeling. So why experiment with single-acting aids? Try Bromo Seltzer's welcome three-way relief. Promptly it goes to work and helps relieve the headache suffering. And then Bromo Seltzer's two extra benefits also help relieve that upset feeling, calm, frazzled nerves. The result? You feel better three ways, fast.
You can take Bromo Seltzer after it settles or while it's still fizzy. Caution, use only as directed. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor.
But when a common headache comes on, speed yourself to welcome relief
not just one way, but three ways, with Bromo Seltzer. A product of the Emerson Drug Company, Bromo Seltzer comes in four popular sizes. Buy a bottle of Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight, and then...
fight a headache three ways!
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Back again to Charleston Port of Embarkation, and next is one of the Merchant Marine ship's crew. These crewmen, as everyone else on the ship, meet and know the patients that they bring across. This seaman is recently out of the Merchant Marine Cadet Basic School at Passe Christiane, Louisiana. Is that right?
Mississippi, sir.
Mississippi?
Yeah.
Sure, beg your pardon. I know those good horses down that way. Let's meet him now, folks. He lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His name, able-bodied seaman Bert Merry. Hi, Bert. I say Merry, right?
That's right.
Good. Bert, have you been in the Merchant Marine very long?
5.5 months, sir.
5.5. You haven't been to sea very much, have you?
Well, sir, it's my second trip on the hospital ship with Wisteria. 3 months we've been out on the two trips. The rest of the time I was in the cadet corps at Mississippi.
Did you ask to go out to sea?
Yes, I left the cadet corps to go to sea. I wanted to go out on a hospital ship.
Why'd you want to go on a hospital ship?
I had a friend who sold me on the idea. He told me all the nice points about it, and
it's a wonderful job you found out, haven't you?
Yes, I really like it.
Who's your buddy aboard?
Well, Fred Jennings is my best friend aboard the ship, sir.
Work the same watch with you?
Same watch. We do everything together just alike.
What's your job?
We're able-bodied seamen. We paint, tie the ship up when we come in port.
Just do any and everything?
Just maintain the decks.
Somebody told me you'd handle a wheel once.
Well, last trip, Bud Jennings and myself shipped as quartermasters, sir.
Calm seas?
Well, most of the time, sir.
Say, the patients ask you questions. I know you talk to them a lot, don't you?
Well, sir, from the time they come on board to the time they get off, they ask us how many knots we made that day and when are we going to hit the sea buoy, and they're very anxious to reach Charleston.
How much closer is it to home, huh?
They're very anxious to get
here. Have you got any little story or anything that happened this trip you could tell us right quick?
We had a patient from Illinois. His name was Bill Pike, and Bud Jennings is from his hometown, and... we became very well acquainted. He'd come down to our forecastle every morning and put on his white clothes, and he turned to with the deck department, and he was warned of the dangers of the deck department, but he wanted to work right along, and he really did a lot of work and helped the crew a great deal. And
that's unusual, isn't it?
Yes, it's unusual, but he wanted to, and we were all glad to have him, and
we all
had a good time together.
Didn't make the work a bit heavier, did it, too?
No, sir, it was right on. Really appreciate
well,
it.
Well, that's just another one of those incidents that does show the close cooperation between all branches of our service throughout the length and breadth of the world, and that is meaning so much to us, as we all know. Thanks a lot, Bert Merry, and from Bromo Seltzer, two things for you that we hope you like, maybe three. First, a war bond. Second, after only about 3 months at that academy, we think maybe you need a little navigation experience, and we've got a couple of books that every merchant seaman should have. I don't attempt to call the names. Sir, third place, we've got a Croton Aquamatic Waterproof Self-Winding Serviceman's Wristwatch. That Croton is a beauty. I hope you'll enjoy using it.
Thank you
a lot, Bert
Merry.
Okay, Warren.
Now, when we came alongside the Wisteria this morning, before breakfast, at before dawn, in a driving rain, many figures lined the rail, trying at that hour to see the outlines of Charleston. They were ambulatory patients, eager as all the patients to get a glimpse of the good old USA. And here's one of them, who can't wait to get back to Kingston, New York, where his wife and little daughter are living for that day, along with him. Private First Class Kenneth Van Nosdahl. Van, Kingston's up in Ulster County, isn't it?
Yes, sir, up in the apple country.
Well, you're an apple knocker, like
yes,
me.
Yes, sir, proud of it.
Yeah, only I'm from Niagara County. Also an apple knocker. You have quite a sunburn. You got that out on deck, too?
Yes, sir, there's plenty of sun out there on that old Wisteria.
Well, you, how about the litter patients? Do they get out there, too?
Yes, sir, they do. They take the litter patients out every day. There's decks is usually crowded. We have to kind of walk around them when we go out there.
Decks are littered with them.
Yeah, and they enjoy it very much. And mm-hmm. I remember one patient out there one day. He wanted to look at the ocean. He couldn't move. They had him strapped on the litter.
Yeah.
So they raised him up and let him look at the ocean. Well, he thought that was worth $1 million to
him. I'll bet. Well, now, when you first came aboard, what impressed you?
Sheets.
Sheets?
Sheets.
Why?
Well, you don't know how it is sleeping in a foxhole without sheets and just water and mud. That ain't funny.
No, I know it isn't funny. How long had you been sleeping in foxholes over there?
Oh, about 7 months.
Mm-hmm. And could you sleep in this bed when you finally got to it?
Well, a little hard. I missed the lumps, you know, them rocks and things.
Well, did you gain any weight on the trip?
Yes, sir. I gained 30 pounds.
You gained 30 pounds?
Yes, sir.
Well,
since the 17th of December, I've been wounded. I gained 30 pounds. I gained about 15 on the Wisteria.
Right on the Wisteria?
Yes, sir.
That speaks well for you. what about the food did you like best?
Ice cream and milk.
And you got all you wanted of it?
Yes, sir, all we wanted. We had it between meals, at meals, at any time we wanted it.
Ah, then you had a pretty good ocean voyage, huh?
Swell, it was just like a cruise.
Well, is there anybody in particular that you'd like to take your hat off to?
Yes, sir, I'll take my hat off to the Transportation Corps, the nurses, Merchant Marines, anyone that has anything to do with bringing me home.
I know that comes right from the bottom of your heart.
It certainly does.
Well, we want to thank you, Van, and we're glad to have you with us on your first night ashore. And to celebrate, Roma Seltzer has for you a fine, brand-new double-head electric razor. And for your wife, you can't find them anymore.
No.
And
no.
For your wife, an overnight bag of soft red leather with a zipper. You think she'll like that?
Oh, I think she will.
And for both of you and your little girl, a rarity. It's a real old South Carolina Lazy Susan table of pine from a nearby plantation. You know, you can just sit there and you can just wheel the sugar and cream, the salt and pepper around, right around to you. And, now wait a minute, we know that you want most of all to talk to your family in Kingston. So you just grab this phone and see who's at the other end, huh?
Talk right to Mike.
Hello. Oh, hello, honey. How are you? I'm swell. I'm back in the States, dear. Where's Kay? Hello, honey. Swell, how are you? Gee, dear, I don't know what to say to you.
Are the rest of the family there, Van?
Just as soon as they'll let me, dear. Yes?
Van, excuse me, just a minute. Look, you have a lot of talking to do. You go on backstage and just help yourself. I'm Bromo Seltzer.
Talk just as long as you want to.
You know, this is the most important call you've made in your life. Now go on
walk
back
on
there.
Walk on backstage.
It's been a happy day for 578 home again wounded veterans and is happy for their families. And it's been a privilege for us to visit both the personnel of the Wisteria and the port of embarkation officers and men who welcome them so happily and efficiently.
Yes, the Army Transportation Corps does a magnificent job. And now, next week, Vox Pop talks with State Department employees, both home and foreign representatives. We hope to chat with one or more recently returned on the Gripsholm.
Yes, and we promise you State Department stories that you'll want to hear. So remember, our State Department, Vox Pop, next Monday. Good night, folks.
So long, everybody.
The Emerson Drug Company brings you this message from your government. Nothing is more important to the men and women in the armed services than letters from home. And V-mail is the surest way to reach your boy or girl on duty abroad. Use V-mail regularly for short, frequent, cheerful letters overseas. Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next Monday night, same time, same station, when Pox and Warren visit the State Department personnel in Washington, D.C. And remember,
fight a headache three ways.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.